Head and neck cancers affect about 6,000 Australians who have to endure extremely debilitating treatment like radiation and chemotherapy. But some good news is at hand. New clinical trials will begin in Queensland next week of a drug which can be taken orally in conjunction with other treatments. If the drug is a success, it's hoped it could lead to a reduction in the use of harsher therapies for people with the cancers. Courtney Wilson reports.
Treatment for head and neck cancers is often extremely invasive, simply because of where the disease is. Dr. Sandro Porcedu is leading clinical research into new options, which he says could be a game changer.
What this trial is doing is it's using a tablet, which is just you take at home on a daily basis during the course of the radiation, and it's said to potentially sensitise or give you a bigger bang for your buck for the radiotherapy and improve cure rates.
Dr. Porcedu is a radiation oncologist and the president of the Trans-Tasman Radiation Oncology Group. He says about 6,000 Australians currently suffer head and neck cancer, and only 40% of people are cured. But this new treatment could make a difference to survival rates.
What we're hoping is that we can initially improve the cure rates with this tablet called nimorazole plus the radiation plus the chemo. And if we are achieving excellent results, then we can start looking at lowering the doses of things like the radiotherapy and the chemotherapy.
If the tablet treatment is successful in allowing lower dosages of radiotherapy or chemotherapy, that could leave patients with fewer side effects. 63-year-old Marty Doyle was diagnosed with head and neck cancer in 2004.
I was one of the lucky ones because I came out of it fairly unscathed, apart from the side effects. But there are people who lose tongues, who have tracheotomies, who lose sides of their face because of it. And so it can be a very traumatic cancer.
After 6 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation, Mr. Doyle had lost 26 kilograms, 8 teeth, and gained a long list of debilitating side effects.
So your life changes a bit, what you do, how you eat, what exercise you do, the symptoms and the effect of the treatment can change the way that you look at life as well. So anything that they can do to bring down the amount of radiation that people can have is probably a really good idea.
Exploring the new treatment option using the tablet nimorazole is only in its infancy, but Dr. Sandro Porcedu says Australia is leading the charge. The first centre to trial the use of the oral drug to supplement head and neck cancer treatment will begin in the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane next week.
One of the benefits of this is that the tablet can be taken at home. You don't need to come into hospital to take the tablet. And early data suggests that it has very few side effects. So that's really exciting to us as cancer clinicians, that we are potentially able to improve cure rates but not increase the side effects associated with treatment.
Dr. Sandro Porcedu ending that report from Courtney Wilson.